All right, it was a hard-fought win today. Heck of a grind. I think we played good on all three phases today. Defense, special teams, and offense. Really, the difference in the ball game was probably the third-down conversions on each side for each team, and then we scored touchdowns in the red zone, and they didn't score any. So it was a good day, good hard-fought battle, grind. Kind of you expect with these good NFC teams. Questions?
Could you just talk about the emphasis that you put on stopping them on third down? They came in leading the league. I think they finished like 1-10, 1-11. Just to talk about that.
Well, we always, I didn't think we'd go 1-10, but we always put a big emphasis on third downs. It's always a big part of the game. We were 6-11 on offense third downs, and that really ended up being a big factor in the game. We allowed them to rush the ball a couple times early in the ball game, so we had to change some things up. But our guys battled, and I thought the drive there at the end with there's 4-minute drive that we had at the end of the ball game to put it away was a huge game, a big test of our wills to be able to, run the ball for first downs with Latavius being physically running, and then the third down catch by Adam and the throw by Case was big.
Do you think this was your best win of the season, given the opponent and the setting?
I don't know. I mean, it was a hard one. It was a hard one today.
Hey, Mike, what about the job you guys did on Julio Jones? Last week he got 250 yards. This week, two catches for 24.
Yeah.
What about the strategy in trying to stop him?
Xavier did a great job, but all our guys in the back end today, I thought, did a great job. Trey and the safeties. We very rarely will just say, hey, you got him, and it's just the way we felt like we had to play to win this football game. We know how great of a player he is and how talented he is, and it's important that we try to take away some of the opponent's strengths each week.
Once again, just flying around, playing out of his head. He kind of lifted up the rest of the guys back there, they said.
Yeah, Eric's a good player. It's hard for me to remember everything that went on today, but Eric does a good job. He handles a lot of the calls and getting guys in the right place and understanding, but we have a good bunch of guys. Whether it's Kendricks or Thielen or Riley Reiff or whoever it is, we've got a good bunch of guys, a good bunch of fighters on this football team. And I think maybe they believe now.
What were the keys in your estimation to Keenum completing his last 15 passes of the game, 13 of 13 in the second half?
I thought the offensive coaches did a good job. I thought the receivers, found places. I thought he didn't try to force the ball into places that it didn't need to go. So I think when you have some opportunities in some of the zones, you take them and you keep the clock running. You keep field position going.
And to get the week-to-week question out of the way, I assume he's your starter at Carolina next Sunday?
Yeah.
How important then was this game for this team, emotionally, mentally, to kind of check this off?
I think they believed before. But the more you win and you go into somebody else's stadium and you win against a good football team, I think it just continues to add to your confidence as we get forward. They were happy in the locker room. But they understand that we haven't really done anything yet. We still haven't won the division. We still got a ways to go. And we're trying, this playing in December here is going to be really important.
Are you surprised that Shermer's able to create what seemed like to be so many easy touchdowns in the red zone?
They do a good job. We do a good job scheming up, and Pat does a great job scheming those things up. And as I've said before, it's if you go back and you look at a year ago, we had penalties in the red zone. We had third down conversions we didn't convert, and we ended up kicking field goals. And this year, which we've made a huge emphasis on it in the offseason, about third down conversions in the red zone and making sure we do extra emphasis on the red zone this year. I think that's been part of it as well. And, um, you know, the first thing these guys said when I went in there was, you know, touchdowns in the red zone.
Hey, Mike, what has surprised you about Case Keenum as you had to play him for, you know, more than 2 months now as this thing has progressed with him?
Well, you know, he's, I guess the biggest thing is that Case is making the plays he needs to make, and he's not trying to overdo things. You know, sometimes, you know, maybe in the Washington game, he tried to make some plays that he really shouldn't be trying to make. And, you know, so he's staying within himself. You know, I didn't probably know that he was as good a movement guy in the pocket as he is, because he's done a great job with that all year. And so I guess those would be the big things.
Did you talk about how scheming against the Falcons' defensive line, Beasley, Poe, and all those guys? It seemed like Case was real comfortable in the pocket today, and, you know, making those throws that you speak of. Can you talk about, you know, preparation going into that?
We've got a good offensive line, and these guys are battlers. You know, Al Flynn does a great job of getting guys going, and, you know, Easton and Riley Reiff and Berger. You know, and Rashad Hill played good again today, I thought. You know, he's a big, long guy. But, you know, I think they work well collectively together, and I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we've done a great job with the offense. The offense has done a great job of scheming up protections, changing it so the defense doesn't know exactly where the extra slide is coming to or the protection is going, and so I think that helps a lot too.
At this point, are you bringing up any long-term goals for this team, whether it's
not right now. You know, we talked about, you know, a five-game stretch here, and, you know, like I said last week, these guys are pretty smart. They know, you know, what's at stake now as we continue to move forward. And, you know, we have to make sure that we continue to look toward this particular week that we play, and then when we play that one, go on to the next week. You know, it doesn't do any good for us to look 5 weeks down the road or anything like that. So, and they've been really good about it, you know, and hope I can hopefully remind them at times that, you know, it's what we need to do. We need to go out and win this game and worry about the next week.
Latavius Murray got off to a good start, then he had a bit of a lull. What was the key to kind of getting him going again late in the game there?
You know, we changed up some of the runs in the second half. You know, I thought we did a good job there, and then when he had some creases, you know, he hit it physically. You know, we got in the second level. We caught him moving one time that he got in the second level. So, you know, the offensive line, their athletic ability to get to the second level allows us to get some of these 12 and 15-yard runs. Good? Thank you.
Thank you.